Good afternoon, Mads. How's it going?
And a happy new year to you.
Happy new year to you too, Mads.
Yeah, it's going good for me. I suppose you're excited, as Rachel Darrow was, to be selected for the Northern Ireland team to go to the Commonwealth Games in Australia.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy to be part of the team, Mads, and very excited to be going to Australia in March, we leave. So hopefully can get over there and do well.
Yeah, you're in the boxing team. You're super heavyweight, the biggest man on the team, I presume.
That's it, the biggest man on the team. So, yeah, it'll be a tough tournament, but that's what you expect when you're fighting at this level, Miles. So there'll be plenty of big guys in the division, but if I can use my boxing skills, I think I should be able to work my way around it.
Yeah, I suppose, again, the draw will be a big factor as to who you take on in the first round and so on.
That's it. The draw is always a big factor. You would like to avoid what you would perceive to be the better guys, the British sort of guys, Australians. You would like to avoid them, but maybe get some of the perceived weaker nations and build up a bit of momentum, and then fight the better guys in the latter stages of the tournament.
Mm-hmm. How has your training been going recently?
Good, Mize. We had the Ulster Championships there before Christmas. So finished them, and just over Christmas, kind of knew I was in with a shout for the Commonwealth team. So was training over Christmas, doing a bit of running, doing a bit of pad work with my brother, and doing a bit of weights with my brother as well. So training's been going good, but ready to step it up now for the next 3 months or so in preparation for the games, Mads.
Will you have any more fights before you head off to Australia?
The Irish Championships are in February, Mads, but I believe at the minute the Commonwealth team has been excluded for them just to concentrate on preparation for the games. I believe that is the case anyway. I need confirmation of that, but I believe we're just supposed to be focusing on training for the games.
So training rather than competition?
Yeah, I think maybe to avoid injuries and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it is at the minute.
Will you have collective training for the boxing team?
Yeah, there'll be collective training. It starts on the 15th of January. So I'm full-time working at the minute, so I'm just in the process of trying to secure the time off work that I need to enter the full-time training program, Miz.
And where will it take place? Will it be Belfast?
It will be mostly Belfast, and mostly take place in Jordanstown and Belfast. Yeah.
And have the managers or the coaches been selected for the boxing team?
Yeah, the head coach will be John Conlon, who's the father of Michael and Jamie. So mm-hmm. He's a very experienced coach, and there's a guy, Damien Kennedy, from the Loch Shore Club, and then another guy, Peter Brady, from my own club, Holy Trinity, who's another very good coach. He's also been selected.
You're familiar with the coaches, so that's a big help, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, very familiar with the coaches. They're very good coaches. They know their stuff, and they're very nice guys at the same time as well, which is another big benefit.
Well, boxing, I suppose, always had a tradition of bringing back medals from any competitions that have been taking place, including, you know, for Ireland and the Olympics and so on. I presume there's a bit of pressure on for the Northern Ireland boxing squad to come back with medals as well.
Yeah, there'll be pressure on to bring home medals, Miles, because it's perceived to be a very talented squad, and as you say, the team boxing is where they always do well. So they'll be expecting a big medal haul coming back from Australia.
You mentioned there about, you know, getting time off work. Would there be financial compensation if you had to stop your job for the period of time?
No, there wouldn't. I'll have to take unpaid leave for that time, Miles. So it'll be difficult financially. But you know, if you're looking to compete with the British Australian guys who are in full time training, you need that 3 months or so prior to the games to get somewhat of a level playing field in the build up to it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, where did you begin your boxing?
I started in the Twin Towns Boxing Club, and it was run by Brian Anderson and Eunan Devaney at the time. And I would have sparred with the likes of Stephen O'Reilly and Danny Tourish, and it was very good sparring, and it was just a good club to be in at that time.
And you moved on then to work and live in Belfast, and you joined the Holy Trinity Club.
Yeah, I went to university at Queen's in Belfast, and then joined the Holy Trinity Club from there. And then I've worked up around Belfast since, and just continued the career up there, Miles.
And you're a brother, of course, of Cathal McMonagall, five times Irish super heavyweight champion, and fought for his country on many occasions.
Yeah, I'm brother of Cathal, and Cathal is a big inspiration. He won many, many Ulster titles, many, many All-Ireland titles, and won a European silver. So he's always been a big inspiration and big influence in my own career so far too, giving great advice and helping with the training, pad work, just great help to have him in your corner.
And is he involved in coaching, or is it just maybe more helping you out?
No, Cathal would be more just involved in helping me out, Miles. He's just busy with his own career at the minute as an electronic engineer, so he has very little time to himself as it is.
So you're looking forward to it, and maybe a medal at the end of the day?
Oh yeah, definitely. Be looking to get on the podium, Miles. When you enter a competition like that, you don't enter to make up the numbers. You want to be at least getting into the medal stages and hopefully going on to win the tournament. But definitely at least get on the podium, guys, would definitely be the objective.
Well, we hope you achieve that, Stephen, and we wish you the best of luck, and thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Miles. Best of luck to you.
The same to you. Thank you very much indeed. Stephen McMonagall there, member of the Northern Ireland boxing team that's heading to the Commonwealth Games in Australia.